As we continue our study on being fruitful, really it's every day, but often on Wednesdays we talk about being fruitful on what day? Because tomorrow's coming, and God wants us to be fruitful just the rest of this week, like I trust we've been this part of the week. Have you seen God work in your life? Yes, we've given praises, but have you seen God use you this week? Isn't it exciting? One of the neat blessings from this week, as we look at our past, we were in Muskegon. We came back today. We stopped at Sam's Club back in Muskegon to get some gasoline, and I got to meet a couple from Jackson, and got to talk with them, and man, she just had a lot, just questions and stuff, and I said, you get in contact with me, and the good thing is I remember the company name she was working for and why they were there, but we're just praying. I mean, God wants to use us. It's by no mistake we are where God allows us to be. Sometimes we make some wrong choices, but can God still use us? Now, our goal is not to make wrong choices. Our goal is to live godly. Our goal is to be fruitful. But even in spite of those wrong choices, God can use us. And that's what we're going to look at tonight here in Judges chapter 14. In Judges 13, we began talking about Samson's parents. And you remember being fruitful in barrenness. We talked about that a few weeks back, being fruitful in barrenness. And yet, God gave them fruit of the womb, specifically with Samson. But she trusted God in that barrenness time. And it's interesting, again, we could look back at chapter 13, verse 2, and there was a certain man of Zorah of the family of the Danites whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not. We don't know who she was, but did God use Manoah's wife? Yeah, we don't know her name, but that doesn't matter because God was glorified through her and in her life. We know her son. Her son's name is, or was, Samson. And man, we could go through that and see that whole aspect and idea that we know who he was and God used him. But it's interesting as we look at Samson and as we'll look tonight in chapter 14 that God can use us regardless of our past. God wants to use us. Paul says in Philippians 3, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. But earlier in chapter 3, he said it didn't matter who I was or what I was in my own religious ideas before I got saved. I had to count all that but dung that I may win Christ and being found in him. And then he goes on, that's where salvation really comes in. But then he wanted to live his life for God. And God could use him despite his failures. Did the Apostle Paul have failures in his life as a man? Yes. And do we? Yes. Sadly. We talk about this a lot. How many of us sinned this last week? The goal is not to sin, but to walk with God. But the reality is that God can still use me when I sin. I need to confess and forsake and get that right. But God wants to use me in my life. And he uses us sometimes in spite of ourselves. Well, because he saved us in spite of us. We didn't deserve that. But he sure has saved us, and I'm thankful for that. Chapter 14. We could look actually just before that, just before chapter 14, verse 24. And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord what? Blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. And again, we remember there were people who constantly were causing problems for the children of Israel. Remember, they have already conquered the land, the book of Joshua, and then Judges. And so you're seeing some of that time period and where that falls in. And yet, there was still not that king. This was the time when every man did that which was right in his own eyes. They begged God for mercy once they got consequences for their sin. They got the mercy, and God gave them rest for a while, and then they what? Chose their own way and did that which was right in their own eyes. Here, even with Samson, we see there were times in his life where he did that which was right in his own eyes, but God could still use him. And God could use him in spite of himself. And I'm thankful God can use me in spite of me. It's interesting, as we look at Samson's life and we see that truth, we can see, number one, that God can use us in spite of good parents. Yeah, maybe because of, but in spite of too, because our parents weren't perfect. How many of you had perfect parents? How many of you were perfect parents? And Bernie, I'm glad you did not raise your hand there. But here we see that reality. God can use us. And yet we can't cling on to the religious aspect, the spiritual, godly aspect of our parents. And Samson didn't do that. but he had his parents, and yet God was with him. Verse 1 of chapter 14, and Samson went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the who? Okay, now who were the children of Israel to marry? Other Israelites, right? Other Jews. And yet here he saw this woman he wanted to marry. So he didn't always obey his parents. He didn't follow their teaching. He'd grown up. He's a man. He's got choices. He's got freedom to make choices. And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore, get her for me to wife. Then his father and his mother said unto him, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren or among all my people that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines, these ones that God doesn't want us to have? And Samson said unto his father, get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. It's all about pleasing himself. And we kind of talked about that Sunday night, didn't we? Loving the world, the lust of the love of the world, the love of the Father's not in him from 1 John. Here we see the reality is God could use Samson and Samson could be fruitful. But it wasn't going to be simply because his parents were godly and trusted God and tried to raise him to be godly. He had choices he had to make. And we all have choices we have to make. But even when we choose to make wrong choices, God can still use us. And sometimes maybe it's not in the greatest ways. Did God use the unsaved, if you will, the heathen nations in the Old Testament? And how? In what ways? Anybody? What's one way God used them? I think, first off, even of consequences. Didn't God use the heathen nations to punish his own children, to chasten the children of Israel? The Babylonian captivity, other captivity. God used these heathen nations in their lives. Now, did God then give them consequences? Yes. We see the conquest, even as the children of Israel went into Israel, and just so many different things. There were consequences. But God could use the heathen. Does God reign on the good and the bad? Doesn't Scripture talk about that? And so we see the reality that God does bless and God can use us. But he can sure use us most when we're a vessel yielded to him. Think about a potter. And we know some of the, in the Bible it talks about the idea of potter and the clay in the potter's hand. You can use some rough clay. And it could turn out the potter didn't plan for it to go that way and make a different vessel out of it. But it could still turn out good. And the reality is, God wants to use us. He wants us to be yielded and willing to him, but he can still use us. Was God's plan to use Samson as a judge in Israel? Yes, it was. Even before Samson was born, did God know he would be used? God planned this. But did Samson make some bad choices? Yes, he did. But did God still use him? That's not an excuse to, well, I can make bad choices on Thursday and still be fruitful on Friday. Right? We need to be fruitful every day, being yielded to God. God will use us, but I'm thankful that he can use me in spite of my past. In spite of those times that I sin and whatever that sin is that I struggle with, that I can confess and forsake and say, God, would you use me? Would you help me to be fruitful? We can't blame our parents, whether they be good or bad. We can't blame our wrong choices. We see he made some wrong choices here, but he could still be fruitful. Now, it's interesting, verse 4, but his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord that he sought an occasion against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Did God allow this? Yes. And did God use it? Yeah, we know he did. We know the end of the story. But we, in our own lives, we don't always see the end of the story. Not that we choose sin so that, well, God can use it. We choose godliness. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto him. Not holy like in holes all through me like Swiss cheese, but holy and righteous. That's what I'm giving to God. Not to earn my salvation, but even as Paul says, to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. God, I'm yours. Would you use me? Now, God could use Samson. His godly parents laid a foundation, but he had choices. He did make some wrong choices, but he also did make some right choices. Verse 5, then went Samson down and his father and his mother to Timnath and came to the vineyards of Timnath. And behold, a young lion roared against him. Incredible to see the power of God that had come upon him. Verse 6, what does it say? What's the first line of verse 6? That's incredible. I can't do anything in my own strength. Now, here we see the physical aspect of that. How many of us wish we'd have that physical strength? Ugh, right? I mean, some of the young guys, especially, they go to the gym and they work out, and then why do they have all those mirrors? To try to make their muscles look bigger than they really are. And I mean, to get that might and that strength. Well, here Samson had that. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And he was able to do what to the lion? Kill the lion. And it's just incredible to see that. He rent him as he would have rent a kid. Some have even said, as someone would rend a piece of meat that's already been cooked. You know when you bake a chicken? Maybe you take it out of the crock pot or out of the oven. My aunt watched our kids this morning while we had a couple final things to do, and she wanted us to come eat lunch with her. So she had a chicken that she threw in her oven. She told us when she got to the table, I decided not to cut it. We can just pull it apart. Well, it was already falling apart. I mean, think about that with this lion. He just rent this as it were a kid. I mean, wow, that's some physical strength. Now, was there a specific purpose for Samson to have physical strength? Yeah, God was going to use him as a judge to help against the Philistines. But ultimately, what was it for? Was it just to show Samson's might? Or simply just to try to give them rest? No, it was for whose glory? God's glory. That's how we need to be fruitful on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. It's by letting God mightily come upon us. If you're saved, does the Holy Spirit dwell within you? Yes. We already know that. We don't have to get more of the Holy Spirit. Once you're saved, you're always saved. You have all the Holy Spirit you'll ever get. But we need to yield ourselves so that His might and power can work in and through us. You know, I did not have to say a thing to those people who were sealing the driveway at Sam's gas station today. Her husband, they had blocked off a section. He called me and said, I was talking to my wife or something. She said, he's pointing to you that you can go over there because they blocked off this section. I was waiting. And so I went over there. I got out and you know what I said? Thanks. And then I thought, you know what? That's an opportunity that I have. God, could you use me? So I went and I talked and found out and we talked a little bit. I said, so where do you live? And I figured somewhere in Muskegon. She says, oh, Jackson. And I said, I'm headed back there. I said, we live in Stockbridge. So we got to talk, her and her husband and me, for a little bit. And they've had some different things in their life. But what if I wouldn't have been yielded to the Holy Spirit to go and talk? I gave them a tract. And, I mean, she asked some pointed questions. So do you believe once you're saved, you're always saved? I mean, and there's a lot that has gone on in her and her husband's life. And you, if you listen in a few short minutes, sometimes you can really tell. But if you're not yielded to God, God can't use you in a mighty way. He can use you in those ways that He can in spite of us. But Samson at this point is yielded to the power of God. The power of God comes on him. And here in a physical sense, he takes that lion and rends him in half, kills him. His parents didn't know what he had done. Think about killing a lion and you wouldn't tell. Right? How many people in Michigan shoot a deer and they tell everybody? I mean, but here he killed a lion barehanded, and he didn't tell. Incredible to see how God uses this, yeah? Verse 8, and after a time he returned to take her, and he turned her aside to the carcass to take his wife. Turned aside to the carcass. There was honey in there. Many of us are familiar with this Bible story. We see that God could use him not because of his good parents, not because of his wrong choices, but because of God's power. And that's what it was here in the lion's sake. We can continue reading on down, and we see in verse 12, and Samson said unto them, I will now put forth a riddle unto you. So he takes his wife, here's this marriage feast, he tells these guys, hey, here's a riddle. If you can certainly declare it with me within 7 days of the feast and find it out, then I will give you 30 sheets and 30 changes of garments. But if you cannot declare it me, then shall ye give me 30 sheets and 30 changes of garments. They said, put forth the riddle. He said, verse 14, out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. They cannot in 3 days expound the riddle. So they went to his wife and begged and pleaded. And she says, oh, you don't love me. You didn't tell me. Well, I didn't tell my parents either. And going through this whole reality, verse 16, she wept before him, thou dost but hate me, and just her attitude and reality there. Interesting. Wives, the power you have over your husband, for good and bad. Keep that in mind. Man, that God can use you greatly in your marriage and in your life. And he said unto her, behold, I have not told it my father nor my mother. Shall I tell thee? She wept before him the 7 days while their feast lasted. It came to pass on the 7th day he told her, because she lay sore upon him, and she told the riddle to the children of her people. He finally gave in. She told him. They came to Samson and said, "Oh, we got it, we got it." And he says, "Yeah, I know how." They told him, verse 18, the men of the city said unto him the 7th day before the sun went down, "What is sweeter than honey? What is stronger than a lion?" And he said unto them, "If ye had not plowed with my heifer, ye had not found out my riddle." What an analogy. What an analogy. So, ladies, as I said, you've got a lot of power over your men, over your husband. Men, don't ever call your wife a heifer, okay? So, but interesting to think through some of those realities there. But again, verse 19, it's about God's power. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. He went down to Ashkelon and slew 30 men of them, took their spoil, gave them changes of garments into them, which expounded the riddle. His anger was kindled. He went up to his father's house, but Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as a friend. God's power came on him. Again, he made some wrong choices, but God used him. Let's be willing and yielded to God so we can use this in greater ways all the time and not let our anger get in the way. Because look at the time that passes and we don't see a thing that God used him for. Now, God might have used him and it not be recorded, but he left his wife, was angry, left his wife in her father's house. He just went down to take her. And he left her there. His anger got in his way. Let's be fruitful tomorrow and not let sin get in our way of letting God continue to use us on Friday and Saturday. And be fruitful the rest of this week. Because it's not about us. It's not about Jeruel Baptist Church. It's not about our husband or our wife as much as it's about God's glory. God wants us to be fruitful. Let's do it and not let sin get in our way. Father, we thank you for your love. Would you help us to be fruitful this week? Not because of our parents, not because of bad choices, but being yielded to you every day so that you can work in our lives and thus your power works through our lives. And we can see you glorified. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.